Good evening, I'm John Yang. Across Russia today, TV entertainment shows and commercials were suspended. Cultural events were canceled and flags were lowered to half staff. It's all to mark a national day of mourning for the 137 victims of the concert hall massacre in suburban Moscow. Russian President Vladimir Putin lit candles. A makeshift memorial near the burned out concert hall has become a huge mound of flowers. Some of the 11 detained suspects were taken to the headquarters of Russia's Criminal Investigation Agency for questioning. Several of them have been charged with acts of terrorism. All the while, family and friends are desperate for word about loved ones still missing.
At the hotline, they don't give any information. Even now, I was driving from the hospital, but I couldn't go home. I couldn't be alone anymore. It's very difficult, so I drove to my friends. Now, at least, I'll be with someone.
The Moscow Health Department says it's begun identifying the dead using DNA. They say that process will take at least 2 weeks. And as Putin blames Ukraine for the attack without offering any evidence, a barrage of Russian missiles hit targets in Kyiv and farther west today. It was the third missile attack on Ukraine in the past 4 days. A Russian cruise missile briefly strayed about a mile into Polish airspace, triggering the activation of NATO and Polish F-16 fighter jets. And Nigeria's military says 137 of the nearly 300 school children kidnapped more than 2 weeks ago have been released. Pictures show them looking tired, covered in dust, and still wearing the school uniforms they had on when they were abducted. 2 days ago, 17 children taken from another school were rescued. Recent abductions have been concentrated in northwestern and central Nigeria, carried out by groups seeking ransom money. Since 2014, at least 1,400 Nigerian schoolchildren have been kidnapped. Still to come on PBS News Weekend, the effect the Israel-Hamas war is having on education in Gaza. And fighting between rebels and the Congolese army sparks fears of a regional war.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.